What would Jamie do? Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Hi, guys. It's your girl, Jamie. All right, for today, WWJD, What Would Jamie Do? We have a lot of things, and we have a new segment called What Would Jamie Do in Your Moments for Celebrities. It's a new content that I'm trying. It's like not the person that I know, but I'm just going to be talking about the situation and what I would do in those situations as in a celebrity's position. So all the submissions are going to be normal, but I'm just going to put that in the between of WWJD content. All right, so as you guys know, how do listeners participate? We have an email at wwjd@thedivestudios.com. Please call to phone or Skype +1 209-322-9953 and leave us a voicemail. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at WJD Podcast. You can watch youtube.com/divestudios, and we have written reviews on iTunes, and that's probably going to be it. So before we drop into our first submission of a new message, it's been so long for me to come here back in the Dive Studio, so I'm just having a little bit of time to look at the cameras and be like, all right. The first nickname is Love Messenger. All right. Message is kind of long, so I hope you don't get asleep. Says, I have a friend that lives in South Korea. I met her when she was studying abroad in Belgium, which is where I live. Her boyfriend, who she also met here, still lives in Belgium. Oh my God. Don't tell me you love her boyfriend. A few months ago, I went on a trip to South Korea and the boyfriend contacted me so we could set up a surprise event for my friend while I was there. The event was successful, and since then they have been calling me their ojakyo, or their love messenger, and I was also happy for them. Yes, ojakyo, yes, you should do for the girl. Since then though, I don't like the next sentence. Like, I really don't like the next sentence. The boyfriend has contacted me again several times when he felt my friend was insecure about their long distance relationship and asking me to talk it out with her. At first, I didn't mind because I wanted the relationship to go well, but now I'm getting too tired being hit up all the time when I myself am single as fuck and have no experience in that field. I usually can talk about anything with my friend, but for the boyfriend, I feel uncomfortable because he's always contacting me only to tell me about their relationship problems and how he feels about it when I'm supposed to be his girlfriend's friend and not his friend. I feel like I get anxiety when I receive a katok from him now because I already know it's going to be about depressing stuff. Okay. And at the same time, I don't know how to get out of the situation because I don't want to sound like a bad person and the guy is actually a nice person. Do you think I'm a bad friend for not wanting to help their relationship anymore? How would you handle this situation? Okay, it's good that it's not the situation that I've been thinking. I thought like you fell for him or like he was like contacting you behind your friend, but it's gone. Girl, like all these situations that you guys send me, it kind of drives me crazy because it's all about some stuff that I did not think about, and it always usually went to a bad situation. But anyways, for me, if it was my situation, I would just tell them to handle their relationship for themselves because it's actually them who's meeting each other, who's talking to each other. Maybe a friend can help like once or twice, like if she or he doesn't want to meet the other, like, you know, you can help and make a, like a group, like, you know, like a chat group, not a group chat, like you can be the love messenger for them. But doing that every time he has a problem in the relationship with her, he's not dating her exactly. He's not trying his best to, you know, comfort her or telling her to be like okay about the situation. They're not handling it. You are handling it. And I hate people who ask for help in their relationship. I mean, I can hear it out. Well, for you, you said like she's your friend, not him. Well, if you think it that way, then it's going to be more difficult because if I have a friend and if she has a boyfriend, I kind of think him as my friend too because we hang out a lot. But if you keep it that way, then I don't know how to handle it. Like, you cannot be just thinking about your best friend's boyfriend. You should think him as a friend to help him. But if he's doing that too often, I think I would just tell him that I'm not trying to be rude or anything, or I hope you don't get this wrong, but I can do help in very like hard situations. Like if she can't pick up your phone, I could tell her that you have a message for her. Like I can do that, but hearing out all your situations when it's going bad and it's all the time you tell me what to do or if I have to end the situation, I think that's not going to be a healthy relationship. So if you guys have good or bads, I think you guys have to go through with it together to be in a better relationship. I think I would just say it like that. Then he would probably understand. I think you never told him about how you felt, you know? It's then for him, like he would actually think that it's okay to talk to you every time that they have a fight. But if you tell him, then he'll understand. And for relationships, I think being honest is the most important thing. But the second thing is you have to be honest to them. Like one-on-one, you have to look at them and tell how you feel, not through other people. So I hope you try that out. That was not a hard one to start. I was like really, you know, it was like smooth, okay? I was like, okay. I was good with this. I was handling this good. All right. Do I go to the next one? All right. It's called Fired Up and it's a voicemail. Fired Up. Okay.
Hey, Jamie. So my name's Nicole and I have kind of a sticky situation at my work.
Okay.
So I found out that at the doctor's office I work for, the doctor is going to hire two more medical assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And two of my coworkers I'm really close to, they were talking about how they didn't know what they were going to do because there's not that much work. So I went and talked to the doctor and was like, hey, what are those two MAs going to do so I can send them, you know, messages regarding patients? And he told me, in confidence, that he was going to fire my two coworkers that I work with. Obviously, I work with some of my coworkers, but that he's going to fire them. One of them 2 days before Christmas, and then the other one after January 1st. And he told me not to say anything, you know, because it's in confidence. But I feel like I should tell them because I would want to know so I could look for another job if I was getting fired. Also, they're my closest friends at my work too, so that puts me in a really awkward position. And I also wonder if you think maybe I should look for another job too, because if he could fire them so easily, what's to stop him from firing me too?
True.
So, I don't know. Jamie, what would you do?
Wow. Okay. That was the most hardest situation I think I got through this episode. Let me think. If I have my friends working with me and I know that my coworker is going to fire them, should I tell them or not? Well, I have two sides for this question. For one side, I think even though that they're your friends, working with someone is different from a relationship than a friend-friend relationship. So it's work. So, and if you were the coworker, it would be fine to talk to them before in hand. But because you guys are working together and there is a coworker up in the building, I think the coworker has to be the one to tell them, the boss. The boss has to be the one to tell them himself or herself. I think that's the right, situation to go. Because you're not getting fired, even though you guys are friends and you wanted to reach them out before they get in hand, I think they would feel very bad, I guess. Like, even though you're looking out for them, I don't think they would think it that way. Because if you guys are in the same situation, then of course, you're going to be like, you know what? The boss is going to like fire us, so we have to go and find another job. Like, it's okay to talk about that, but since you're not in the situation as them. So I think it's really hard to be going up and tell them before the boss tells. And the boss told you not to. So But then you asked me if you should look for another job. If you're taking that situation to yours, well, I might find another place and then talk with my friends and be like, do you want to move to another place? And let you know, maybe like just keeping it low key that you know that they're going to go to another place. But maybe if you have the same conflict, you can be like, oh, I think I'm looking for another place to, do you guys want to move to this place or that place, or like recommend, or like just make them think that they have a place before they get fired. 2 days before Christmas is already like gone because it is 26th, 27th already. Oh my God, Christmas passed. Anyway, so yeah. So Juan got off the job, I guess. And January the 2nd, 1st? I don't know. So I wouldn't tell them in my hand if I was working. Yeah, can you tell me the update if you're listening to this? Your voicemail was on my show, so if you have an update about what happened. And if you asked me, would I look for a job if I was in this situation? I think I would not at first, because the boss did not fire me yet. So I would try my best. But of course, you have like these feelings like if the boss can fire my friend so fast, what about me? Like, you gonna fire me next day or what? But still, the boss did not. Everywhere you go, things are going to change. If it does not work for you, you have to look for another one. So I would kind of keep that in mind. If I'm kind of like done with this place, I would think in mind the other place while I'm working in the place. Yeah. And it kind of sucks, right? It kind of sucks to be fired like with no alert message. You're just like, oh, you're done. Okay. So, yeah, I hope you get that right. And your friends, too. I hope you find a good job. All right, so the segment that we bring on to this episode, we're starting out the celebrity advice. It's where I give advice for celebrity issues, right? So there's an issue going around this world, and just me and that person's situation, what would I do, will be the segment. So let's start the first celebrity advice.
So the movie adaptation of the famous musical Cats is officially out now for people to see. A lot of people already hated the movie before seeing it, but now people really hate it after seeing it. The question is, if you were either starring in this movie or were the person who made it, how would you feel about so many people paying to see your movie just to talk trash? How would you deal with it? But also, by the way, the movie does seem really, really bad. it's just like a big old meme. Everybody on Twitter is just making it into a meme and just making fun of it. So now it's like a thing to go see it with your friends just to like make fun of it on like Twitter and stuff like that.
Oh no. I was gonna go watch it with my friends because I never watched the musical Cats before. But I heard it's really good. Because I've heard it. Because I'm not really interested in musicals. But even though I'm not, Cats, like who doesn't know about Cats? And if I was a person to just what? I mean, wow, that's really sad. Because why would you pay to just talk trash about it? Well, people are weird. And if I was the one who was buying money to talk trash, I wouldn't even watch it because that's fucking dumb as fuck. I would just use it for another one. If I were staring in the movies, but I think I'll feel like fine because I chose to be on that, right? I mean, I would have known if it was going to be that bad. But if I did not know and it turned out really bad and everyone's like making memes out of it. But still, I think it's fine for staring in the movie, but if I made the movie, I think I would feel really depressed and I think I would hate the world a lot. But I'm sure there's going to be like good or bad things for them. You know, like it always can't be good, good, good. I mean, at least I tried making the movie. And if my friends go watch it to just make fun of me, I'll be fucking pissed. I'd be like, well, thank you. I'm gaining money though. So what's up, bitches? You, Yeah, I'm getting a lot of money, but you guys are talking trash. I don't give a fuck because I got money. The more you talk trash about it, people are going to be like wondering how this movie is going to be like, you know, fucking bad. They're going to pay and then the money's going to be in my bank. So it was good. Seems like success to me. So, yeah, but people are so cruel with those things that if they're not even good, if they're not their taste, if it's not good, if it seems a little bad, or you can make fun of it and everyone's like cheering you up to make fun of it, I think that's really stupid because they never say good things about people. It's not a big issue for good things, but when it seems a little bit tipsy tiny bad, they're just like making memes. I'm like, who asked? Like, I don't even fucking want to know. They're so cruel about just making fun of it. But, well, the Cats movie director is going to get money and still going to be in a jacuzzi when you guys are just on your Twitter. So, but first, I haven't watched it. And maybe the musical was really pretty good. So, the original fans might be angry how they changed it to a movie. I don't really know. Because like, I can't be talking about this too specifically because I did not watch it yet. But I've heard about Cats. So it's pretty famous. All right. I'll see it and then come back. And then if it's really trash, I'm going to be fucking swearing this mic out for 15 minutes. And then I'm going to make memes. Anyways, yes. That was the first celebrity advice. That was fun. All right, let's go to the nickname of Coffee Prince. It was a famous drama in Korea. Whatever. All right. So the other day, me and my cousin got our eyebrows done and then decided to go to get some coffee at Starbucks. The barista at the corner was kind of cute, but he seemed really quiet when taking orders. Both of us ordered grande sizes. Ariana Grande. size drinks. But when we got them, they were both venti size, aka bigger size. Oh, okay. I don't really go to Starbucks. I don't really like Starbucks. Just kidding. All right. So I'm thinking like maybe the barista made a mistake and I checked the receipt. He didn't charge us extra. Instead, he did the opposite and added his employee discount to our order. I also shout because the barista was so quiet. Normally, if they think you're cute, you know they'll flirt or something. But this guy barely even looked at us. Was he just really clumsy and made a mistake on our order? Or did our brows just look that good? You're so cute. The interesting part, though, is that my cousin is pregnant. So, do you think he finds one of us cute or not? So, you just want to hear that you're cute, right? Should we go back and see what happens? Maybe we can keep getting cheap drinks. What would you do, Jamie? All right, first, girl, like, you're these 답정너 that we call in Korea. 답정너 is 답은 정해져 있는데 너만 말해. It means that the original answer is there to talk, but you just tell me the answer right now because I know the answer. And, girl, you got a crush on him, so you want to know if he has the same crush on you. So exactly, your cousin was pregnant. He wouldn't be into pregnant girls if he's not stupid enough. That means like he's a fucking cheater. So yes, maybe he likes, maybe he's interested in you, but I don't really know the Starbucks community they call. In Korea, they don't really have calling names. They just send it to you they don't really take your name, right, in Korea? Yeah, they just give you the ringing bell and then they just tell you or they just order you in numbers. And they would never change the size to a venti. Because, no, like Korean people are very strict in rules. So they have to get in place. And is it a thing to change like a venti size drink? Is it like a flirty thing to do? Is it? That's so cute. Well, see, a person can't not be like, and then be like, what coffee do you want? I'll get it for you. He can't do that. Of course he's quiet. But then I think he was just appealing in through those strings that he's like, he did a discount order for him too, right? For her too. So yes, I think I would check it out. If you're sending me this message, he's up in your dreams one day. And you'd be like, should I go back and check? Like, but not with your cousin. Just go by alone. Yeah, just go by alone. And if he does the same, or if you are interested, why don't you just ask him like, hey, do you remember that you got me a venti before? That was really cute. So I just remembered you and came back. You know, like a little, you can go first if he's that quiet. And if you're interested in him, I think Like, I would give it a shot. Always. There's this advice that relates for me that I would always say is like, always go for your feelings first. Even though it's going to turn out bad or not, you would never know. So yes, I might have. Yeah, I might go. But then I would change it. Like, do the small size. Like, ask him for the small size and let's see if he does that again. And use the same name that you used that time. There's like so such a unique point in me that I kind of dig with quiet guys. You too, right? There's something that I want to like appeal and show them like and talk to them more. Because I find it kind of cute when they're quiet and be like a little. But quiet and being chic is different. So if they're being chic and extra chic, it's like not that appealing. Chic is kind of like, I think they have no interest in me and they kind of seem like 싸가지없어. What do you call that? Like, yeah, they don't give a fuck. If that's the mood that they're going for, I don't really talk to them. But when they're just, they want to talk, but they can't just talk. So I find that really cute. So I would go up to them and be like, hey, are you interested in this? Are you interested in me? Talk to me. And there's this thing. So for me, I kind of dig with quiet guys. But usually in Korea and like 10 out of 8 of my girl friends. I don't really. 8 out of 10. Sorry. 8 out of 10 of my girlfriends. I don't really have that much friend. But I'll just say like in that total. It's really hard to approach to quiet guys. Because first, you don't know what they're thinking of. Second, I think they're pretty polite and everything. So even though they don't like it, they would just be like, okay. You know, like those kind of types. So I would be really careful reaching out to them. But at the same time, I'll be really like straightforward to them. And I like to see when they kind of tremble. Like when they're, I go be like, I love to see that. So I kind of do that on purpose. So yes, go to Starbucks, get another small grande size. Let's see if he turns to a venti. And don't go with your cousin because she's pregnant. Oh, that's it. Our segment's it today. There's nothing really long, huh? All right, guys. That's the show today for this episode. Again, before, please email on wwjd@thedivestudios.com. Skype, phone call, +1209322995. Voicemail. YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube. I think my YouTube views are more better than the podcast. I don't really know. So if you guys want to see my face today because I look like shit, you can check it on YouTube/Dive Studios. Instagram, Twitter is always open for WWJD. Please follow it because you have no followers to follow. And rate, review on iTunes. I would love to see your comments about what you think about my podcast. A lot of people bump into me and tell my podcast is bomb, but I never see it in the description box or the comments. So you guys are just lazy ass bitches. So I would love to see you in those details. All right, guys, let's talk about some other new things next time.
What would Jamie do?